Live from the Sandler Training Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning. Paul J. and Chris on a Monday morning. Couple of weird stories out of Twin Falls this morning.
Yeah, we have been having people calling and asking us about something that's been going around on social media. It hasn't been in the newspapers and on television much, and I'll tell you why that is. There's a good reason for that. But the story is that there was a 5-year-old girl in Twin Falls living at an apartment complex. And that she's not severely handicapped, but slightly handicapped, I guess. And she was molested by three boys, allegedly, who were aged 13, 10, and 8. And apparently the boys were some of the Syrian refugees that have recently been settled in Twin Falls. However, that has all gone to court. It happened on June 2nd. And it went to court, and because they were all minors, including the victim, the entire thing has been sealed by the judge. And so we're not going to get any more details than we have now. There are a lot of things going around on social media, and there are certain people that are saying that the father and mother of the 13-year-old were just saying, hey, no police, like they were going to pay somebody off or something of that nature. And then there's a long diatribe on several websites about things in Sharia law and in the Quran that make this okay.
Yeah.
But it's Twin Falls, and it's also Idaho and the United States of America, so it's not okay. It doesn't matter what religion you are. But again, we're not going to find the names of anybody, and we're not going to get a description of what actually happened or even find out what happened to the 13, the 10-year-old, and the 8-year-old.
Yeah, so 13, 10, and 8, and the victim apparently 5.
Yeah, and it's a terrible thing, and there are plenty of people. In fact, at Twin Falls City Council meetings, people have been, you know, going to speak, and when they get their open mic time, they want to know, why do we have to have Syrian refugees in Twin Falls?
With this kind of thing going on. If they do think it's okay to do this, they don't belong in this country.
Exactly right. Yeah. But as far as actual details about what happened, we're not going to get any further with it because the judge has sealed it because they are all minors. And there are several accounts on the internet, but there are a few of them that differ from the others.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of been a word of mouth thing or, you know, people emailing it to each other or sending it, you know, via Facebook or one of the other social media outlets. And, you know, there was one account that said that the 13-year-old's father high-fived him when he got to the scene, as if he was proud of him. And then the other ones don't say that. But then there was one that said that the mother couldn't speak any English, and so all she was saying was, no police, no police. But again,
we don't know if that's true.
Yeah, again, but that's the case. And apparently this happened on June 2nd. And it was very heinous. I mean, it's a 5-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And so there was an 8-year-old, a 10-year-old, and a 13-year-old. And they say the 13-year-old was the ringleader, and that makes sense because he's the oldest.
Yeah.
But again, the records have been sealed and sealed for good. So they do not open up records of minors.
No, nor will they. We've got a story coming up also from Twin Falls about a man who claimed to be a trained assassin. He was arrested on Thursday at a Twin Falls motel after threatening to bomb a bank and kill Christians so he could infiltrate the Islamic State.
Here it is in Idaho.
Yeah. And here we have. Hey, we can start it out, I guess. Thomas Scott Pickett, 53, was set to be arraigned Friday at Twin Falls County Magistrate Court on a misdemeanor count of disturbing the peace. However, court minutes showed he was instead transported to St. Luke's Canyon View, a mental health facility. His initial appearance was rescheduled for Monday. Police responded on Thursday to the Holiday Motel. I know where that is.
So do I.
615 Addison Avenue West, where a couple said Pickett was threatening to bomb a bank and kill as many Christians as possible. Court documents said the couple told police they were terrified by his statements, which Pickett later expounded upon for the officers.
As you would be.
This is the kind of stuff where people have been going, yeah, okay, this guy's nuts, and then just leaving, and 45 and people get shot.
But in this particular case, the guy probably didn't have a bomb and was also not actually a trained assassin.
Doesn't look like one.
I think that's why he's at the mental health facility.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
All right, we're back. Paul, Jay, and Chris on a Monday morning talking about this Twin Falls man, or a man in Twin Falls, I don't know if he's from Twin Falls, arrested Thursday at a motel in Twin after he threatened to bomb a bank and kill Christians so he could infiltrate the Islamic State group. Now, he wants to infiltrate the group, but he wants to kill as many Christians as possible.
Yeah, this seems like there's a flaw in that plan, and the flaw is that that he's killing a whole bunch of people before he infiltrates the group.
The couple told police, the couple at the motel who heard him ranting, said they were terrified by his statements, which Pickett later expounded upon for officers. Pickett told me he was a trained assassin, and he wanted to kill members of the Islamic State forces known as ISIS, an officer wrote in a sworn affidavit, but to infiltrate the group.
In order to get their trust.
He had to kill a bunch of Christians first. How was he going to get away? Did he think of that?
No, I'm guessing he didn't.
Police told the officer that he was a prophet, or Pickett told the officer he was a prophet, and could resurrect the people he killed.
Yeah, that's why he's in the mental health facility.
He also told police he intended to acquire the rifle used in the Orlando, Florida massacre to use on his intended Christian victims. I don't think it's for sale.
Again, facility, I'm guessing long-time check-in.
Couple told police before officers arrived, Pickett gave them $4 for gas to drive him to the store for bread. The bread would be used in the manufacture of the bomb. Then
A bread bomb?
That's what it says, man. I'm just reading what it says here. Then he was driven to a bank so he could detonate the bomb, or wanted to be driven to a bank. In the affidavit, the officer noted that Pinkett seemed to suffer from a severe disorder in which his thoughts and emotions were so impaired that he was lost from reality. The officer believes Pinkett's justification for killing people likely endangered himself and people around him. He'll be arraigned today. He's being held without bond.
I mean, besides threatening to do something that's, you know, very illegal, his line of thinking didn't really go from A to B to C to D. It was kind of all over the place.
So,
like, here's $4. Help me get a bread bomb.
That's what it said, man.
I know.
Loafing on the job. No, probably nothing to keep this guy from buying a semi-automatic weapon, right?
Well, probably not. Until such time as he was actually put into the mental health facility.
Now he can't buy one.
That would be my guess.
Yeah.
Although,
so Twin Falls, I tell you what. Twin Falls is...
Well, I mentioned the story, you know, earlier about the 5-year-old girl.
Yep.
That was molested allegedly by the 8, 10, and 13-year-old boys who are, allegedly, again, Syrian refugees. And that we're never going to get more details or know exactly what happened, apart from the the things that are going around social media. And the reason we're not is because they have sealed that case. The judge said, hey, it's 5-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old, and 13-year-old. It's completely sealed. But again, a lot of the people are going to the city council meetings in Twin Falls and saying they believe this is just, you know, one of many things to come.
Yeah, a Twin Falls teen has also been arrested in Twin Falls after police said he told a man to go back to his own country, threatened to stab him during an apparent road rage incident. Colin Champ Ramsey, an 18-year-old, was arraigned Thursday in Twin Falls County Magistrate Court for a felony count of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. He was a passenger in a truck Monday night when he flipped off Saif A. Al-Kurdi, who was driving in another car with his girlfriend. When Al-Kurdi followed the truck to the Magic Valley Mall parking lot, not a smart thing to do, Ramsey confronted him, told him to go back to his own country, and threatened to stab him.
See, now, right there, a threatening assault on someone, and especially telling him to go back to his own country. They will probably charge him with a hate crime, meaning he will get extra time in jail if that's what happens.
Yeah. Ramsey Al-Kurdi and Al-Kurdi's girlfriend all gave similar accounts. Amazing. Troubled times in Twin Falls, and all of these things are kind of connected in the fabric of people coming to this country. It's 8:56.
If you're talking about it,
are you for the criminals or are you for the law-abiding Americans? That's a simple question.
We're talking about it.
If they'll just do what they were voted in to do.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho. 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Twin Falls News Hour is over. You had an instant message.
Oh, I did. Mike from Nampa said, so it begins, and Hillary wants to increase the immigration of these 7th century savages by 500%. Of course, none of them will be settled anywhere near Obama, the Clintons, or any other of the elites. It's for us peasants to deal with. I don't think Mike is happy about this.
No, probably not. Now, they've been bringing these people into the country since 81, is that right? And this
quietly.
Quietly.
Mostly.
Well, it's hard to keep it quiet these days.
Yeah.
Yeah. FBI has released transcripts of the 911 phone calls. We do have a phone call, too, so I got to get to that.
Made by the Orlando shooter.
Made by the Orlando shooter, yeah. Let's go to the phones and Gary and Emmett. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, Chris.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, I'm going to tie all of this together, including the economy and the stock market this morning.
Ah.
Okay. Okay, the stock market is up on the idea that the Brexit is not going to happen. That is, that
right.
They believe that the English are not going to vote to leave the European Union. The main thing that has stopped that is the assassination of a popular MP, that is an elected official.
A member of parliament. Her name's Joe Cox.
And it was by a man who claimed he was representing the Keep England Leave the European Union.
Yeah, right. Yeah, when they asked
and because of that very thing, public sentiment, which had been swinging in favor of leaving the European Union, might have swung back the other way. Now, the way I'm going to tie that in is something else that's happening.
Okay.
On the aftermath of the shooting by the guy who was, although from the United States, claimed allegiance to ISIS in Florida, there are many photos that are of the people that are protesting Trump, and they have a sign that they're carrying now that says, "Make America Mexico Again," and they're carrying Mexican flags. Now, the reason these things are similar, they are, in people's minds, the immigration people, the people that are immigrating, the people that are ISIS sympathizers that are radicalized but might be U.S. citizens, and the illegal aliens all kind of fall into one cauldron of thought. And the people that are in these protest movements against Trump with these signs and carrying Mexican flags and doing violence are adding to the same kind of a change, fundamentally groundswell change among the people as that guy that assassinated the member of parliament in England.
Now, that's a good point, because when people see that they're on the same side in opinion as people who are doing something crazy, you're right. Quite often people switch sides.
And so I personally, I hope the anti-Trump force continue to do what they're doing, because I am not necessarily, like I've always said, I'm not a Trumpster. I was a cruise bot. But the fact is, I'm anybody but Hillary person. And for a lot of reasons, not necessarily all of them partisan. But, you know, the whole thing is that you can conflate all these things, and the public doesn't have, especially those who are not listening in the morning to this radio station and becoming updated and illuminated on all that goes on in the world. They have these opinions that they gather from various places that sometimes have nothing to do with reality, or else they're so conflicted in their minds that they bunch all these things together.
Now, you say you're kind of against Trump. You're really against Hillary. What are you going to do come election day?
Well, come election day, the wonderful thing for me is that I will vote down ticket. I really like our Congress,
sure.
The people that represented us both in the House and in the Senate. And I like most of the state legislature a lot. So, and, you know, it's...
Just leave the top one blank?
Well, I don't think that I will probably leave the top one blank, although I could, because I don't think that it is going to be incumbent on me to vote to make a difference. I believe this state, regardless, will not carry Hillary.
Oh, no, you're right. A big, huge story in the Statesman yesterday going, no matter what happens, the state is not going to vote Democratic for president.
That's right. And so I'm not.
So it doesn't matter if you vote or not.
That I would be if I had stayed about 8-9 years ago in California.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would be in a little worse position. I would have to take a somewhat pro-Trump stand, which is, well, I'm a conservative. I'm not. I have been a member of and worked for, actually, the Republican Party, but it was always almost under protest because I've been a conservative, and that's what I was first. That's what I will be last, and I consider that more important than a necessarily partisan party affiliation.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right, good stuff. Thanks, Gary.
You bet.
Yeah, and it's a quandary for guys like Gary, not only for guys like Gary, but for Democrats as well.
Mm-hmm.
Who don't really identify with Hillary Clinton.
The parallel.
And don't identify at all with Donald Trump.
The parallel that he made between what's going on in England right now, that a lot of the public has decided that since that assassination last week.
That was heinous.
That, they think it's heinous. And so the public opinion is starting to change toward the opinion that Joe Cox had, which was that that England should not leave. The United Kingdom should not leave the European Union. Now, there are still plenty of people who don't like it, and they want Great Britain to be just to stand alone, you know, to be individual, independent. And those people, if they're causing trouble, they're going to be part of the problem. They're going to be part of the reason that some people end up voting for the other side. Because seriously, I mean, you don't really want to vote the same as somebody who is creating violence and threatening people and things like that. And with people carrying signs against Trump. Now, I don't know necessarily that that's going to turn a lot of people toward his side, but it could. because they could be saying, well, I'm either on the side of the people who want to turn southwestern United States into Mexico, or I'm not.
Right.
And so I think most Americans would say, no, I don't think we should return any states to anybody.
No, I think that's pretty good stance. KBOI News Time, 9:15.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 3, listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
What are we doing playing a Friday song on a Monday?
Actually, this is the best time to play this song. On Friday,
oh,
you know
yeah.
you're...
You don't know, work. You know, you'll be bang off. On my drum
yeah.
all day.
You know you can do that, but on Monday you can't.
Yeah. It's 920 KBOI rewards code SUMMER. Okay, SUMMER. SUMMER. Go to 670KBOI.com, enter SUMMER, and earn today's 5,000 rewards points. SUMMER starts at like, what, 2:46, something like that this afternoon? 4:46. Starts this afternoon. Don't worry about it.
I know we're kind of moving on. We have moved on. But George of Nampa had an instant message here. Said, sorry, guys, I did not tune in until 9 a.m. Ironically, I was reading about the situation in Twin Falls. I did not know if this was covered. Well, the molestation of the 5-year-old girl by the 13-year-old, the 10-year-old, and the 8-year-old that were Syrian refugees. And as I said, we can't give you too many details on this because the judge in the case has sealed the records because they're all minors, and so we don't get to find out, you know,
yeah.
Even if they were sentenced to anything. He says, I do not know if this was covered, but if what is out there is true, the 13-year-old should be tried as an adult, just saying. I don't think they're going to go that far. I don't think they're going to go down to the age of 13 to try somebody like as an adult. What happened, assuming that it's all true, what happened was absolutely heinous.
Yep.
And
and even if their Sharia law or yeah, whatever supports that kind of action,
that's definitely somebody,
no place in this country.
That's definitely who should be in some kind of juvenile custody. But I don't know about a 13-year-old being tried as an adult.
Let me ask you a question. Can we...
I mean,
could we deport this person?
The crime was very adult. Like
these people, could we deport them?
Well, I think so, actually.
Even if they're minors?
Well, I think that's possible. But I don't know, though. I mean, these are people who were transported here essentially by the U.S. government.
Yeah, I don't know either.
And others who donated.
Just a thought, you know. Yeah. Unbelievable. We're going to check Twin Falls News first every day when we come in.
Yeah, it's getting a little...
A couple of interesting stories on it.
It's getting a little hairy every
day.
Yeah.
Supreme Court declined today to take up a constitutional challenge to a Connecticut gun law passed in the aftermath of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. The law banned certain semi-automatic assault weapons and large-capacity magazines.
Mm-hmm.
Although the decision... comes days after the Orlando shooting, the event probably didn't move the justices either way. In recent years, the court has declined to take up a major Second Amendment case. In 2008, 5-4 Supreme Court held in the District of Columbia versus yeah. Heller that the Second Amendment protects an individual's right to bear arms, and except for a follow-up decision 2 years later, the court has not weighed in again. Since then, a raging debate has developed between gun rights supporters who say lower courts are not heeding Supreme Court precedent and gun control activists who say they are pushing for what they consider as reasonable restrictions. And we ain't heard the last of this.
Oh, I'm sure we haven't. There are 13 cases that remain to be decided by the Supreme Court this month. That's one of the biggest ones. Other ones include... there's an affirmative action case. There's a former white student's challenge to the University of Texas's use of racial preferences in admissions dates back the longest. In 2013, the justices demanded tougher judicial scrutiny of the school's use of race, but an appeals court sided with the University of Texas at that time. There's also an abortion case, another case from Texas, challenging a state law that imposed major restrictions on abortion clinics, ostensibly to protect women's health. And then, again, another one is immigration. Also from Texas, interestingly enough, is the president's effort to overturn lower court rulings that have blocked him from offering more than 4 million undocumented immigrants a chance to remain in the country without fear of deportation. Mm-hmm. Texas doesn't like it.
Yep.
Probably because of how many of them are actually there.
Yeah. Well, there's the deportation issue.
And, you know, and the Supreme Court is still dealing with their balance of power and whether or not there will ever be a new Supreme Court justice. I think we know that it's not going to happen during the Obama administration.
I think you're right.
But if it ends up being Hillary Clinton in the White House, then it doesn't really matter. And if it ends up being Donald Trump, who really knows who he'll choose? But
are Supreme Court justices as polarized as the rest of the country?
Well, yeah, they have been.
They have been.
It's why it's such a big deal. I mean, it's not about hearing arguments. It's about going into the Supreme Court already being on the left or the right.
Yeah. So even more polarization in this country.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Starting at the top.
It's 9:26.
Live from the Sandler Training Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. Remember, you are listening to Paul J. and Chris on 670 KBOI.
Oh, KBOI News Time is 9:36. Got a bunch of callers on the line. Let's leap into that, starting with Steve in Boise. Steve.
Good morning, guys. You know, you're talking about immigration.
Uh-huh.
I've been watching over the years, and I've lived here all my life, and I've just noticed the change in the complexion of at least Boise. And, you know, they've been our government's been pushing this diversity thing for quite a few years now, and we've become pretty diverse. I mean, not as much as some of the other cities around the country, but we still are getting a little bit of a change here.
Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that?
Well, the way I feel about it is the same way Teddy Roosevelt felt about it. I don't care if you come here. I welcome you with open arms. But if you're going to come here, be an American.
Yeah, that word assimilate.
Assimilate. And it's the same way if you come here from, you know, used to be a lot of people didn't like people from California coming here. Well, I don't mind Californians, but most of them come here and they fit right in. But there's a few of them that come in and they want to change the place just like to where they came from.
Yeah, want to change Idaho to California.
And I don't really like that. And, you know, one other thing I wanted to bring up today is that last week, Paul J., you were talking about federal employees. And you read an article where they now have 2.8 million federal employees. And I'm just remembering back when Obama, well, it was 2009 after Obama took office, and you were reading a similar study that said there was 2.2 million employees. So that means federal employees. So that means we've added 600,000 federal employees under Obama's administration.
So Obama's creating jobs then.
Well, yeah.
No, that's the good side, okay?
Well, that's the good side.
The bad side is we're the ones paying their salary.
You know, I didn't get one of those jobs, so I guess I'm just a little bit jealous.
Yeah.
And so, you know, when you start growing your government, and then you look at the people that, you know, are out of the workforce, and, you know, they say the unemployment's down to, what, 4 or 3 point something in Idaho and 4 point something across the country.
Yeah, it stayed the same this month, yeah.
And, you know, we still got, what, 94 million people in America that don't work.
Yep.
So the workforce participation rate has dropped. I mean, you can manipulate numbers to say almost anything you want, which is sad because that's what's happening.
But are some of the 94 million children?
You know, they don't tell you that, do they? And that's
well,
what they
I'm
need to do.
I'm guessing they're not members of the group that do work.
Well, and that's the hard thing is you can't make sense of things when they don't give you all the facts and just give you a portion of them.
True.
And so you're left to make assumptions, which is hard to make a rational decision when you're based on assumptions.
How many people in the Department of Homeland Security, which we didn't have 15 years ago?
Too many.
Yeah.
There was another agency that could have done that, but that's what happens. They
exactly.
keep creating more and more agencies, and then they have to fill up all these vacant spots.
Yep.
You know, it only works so long to have mm-hmm. everybody work for the government, and then somebody's got to produce something because you're all receiving taxes and nobody's paying any.
Yeah. All right, Steve, got to move on. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, guys.
I think that in a private business, if you found out that there was a lot of duplication of jobs,
yeah.
and that the people who were doing those jobs were keeping information from each other,
mm-hmm.
I doubt you would create more people to push into that to try to put it all together.
I'm thinking you're right.
It seems to me you'd probably just hire someone to figure it out and then fire half the people.
Let's go to Pat from Washington. Pat.
Good morning. I have a question.
Sure.
Now, the Sharia law, that's how it's pronounced, law. I don't know much about religion, but if it's a law, then you have no choice in the matter, I'm assuming. It was a big shock when you gave this bit of news that we can't talk about because it
we can talk about it. We just can't have all the details because they're minors.
Well, I don't need the gory details, believe me.
Yeah.
It shocked me,
mm-hmm.
and it's pretty good to shock me. Now, I call Muslimism a cult because I don't hear anything good about it unless you're dead. Then you get virgins or something or other. Nothing for the female.
Somebody, by the way, said that was actually mistranslated at one point in history. That actually this is not facetious or kidding. That apparently what Muhammad actually said was that you will get 72 raisins.
I am
not kidding, because at that time raisins were considered kind of a, you know, like a treat,
delicacy.
Like a treat for people, and they said, well, if you're good and do everything you're supposed to, you get to heaven and you get 72 raisins.
Right. Well, first of all, there's nothing, I haven't heard a thing for the female except more of the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And any woman in the United States with a skillet would take care of that real well.
Gotta sleep sometime, right?
You got it. But now, back to a little more serious.
Okay.
If it, in fact, is not a religion, then they don't get the protection of a religion. If it all it is a bunch of laws to
I think there's little
cruelty.
Doubt that it. I think there's little doubt that it's a religion, but a religion can't go around raping 5-year-olds in this country. Because it's against the law. It's like, you know, the Mormon fundamentalists with, multiple wives, plural wives, that's against the law in this country. So I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. It'll be interesting to see what happens.
I really think when it comes to finding out a little bit, profiling people, we profile people every day.
Sure.
If you want a charge account. They profile you. If you want almost anything that you don't pay cash for,
mm-hmm.
they're going to do some kind of a profiling. If you hire a person, well, are they going to fit in with a group that's working, even if you're a volunteer?
Yeah.
So profiling is not it's accepted thing. You go into a doctor's
office. I don't know how accepted
office.
It is, but it's a natural fact.
True.
Well, look at the information you give a doctor or a hospital. That's profiling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and even when you're told by everyone in the world when you go for a job interview to look as nice as possible.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Because they'd rather hire someone who looks nice than someone who doesn't.
Yeah, and I really don't think it's quite fair for a member of our government to... this radical Saturday night making a slaughter should be allowed to only put parts of his ranting and raving.
Yeah.
I'm a big girl. I mean, I've been around longer than she has, and I don't, if I can still
can
breathe after three children are badly molested, I guess I can handle what he had to say.
Yep. Okay, Pat, you know, thanks for the call. We need to move on. We're way late. Thank you.
Quickly here, in terms of Sharia law, Sharia law is a law in the same way that the Ten Commandments are a law to Christians or to Jews as well, to the Judeo-Christians. Since it is Islamic law, it is law in Saudi Arabia and a few other places.
Not here.
But not here, no. And just because you practice a particular religion doesn't mean you can have your own laws in the United States that are completely outside of everyone else. Whatever's prohibited by the rest of the country is still prohibited, whether you're Amish or Hasidic or whatever.
Yeah, all the high fives in the world ain't going to help you.
Exactly.
It's 9:45. All right, the last caller mentioned that they've taken a lot of things out of the transcript of the murderer in Orlando, Omar Mateen. He claimed responsibility, identified himself as an Islamic soldier in redacted transcripts released this morning. Listen to this. Praise be to God and prayers as well as peace upon the Prophet of God in Arabic. I let you know I'm in Orlando and I did the shootings, Mateen told a 9/11 dispatcher. I pledge allegiance to, omitted, may God protect him, in Arabic, on behalf of, omitted, Mateen told the dispatcher. The Justice Department Monday released the first official transcripts of multiple phone calls involving Mateen during the bloody attacks. Missing are any references to ISIS or the Islamic State leader Abu Bakr, although Mateen may have pledged allegiance to the ISIS chief. We'll never know. Because why would you take that out?
Well,
why would you take that out?
The prevailing thought is that you take out the mentions of ISIS and everything like that because what you want to concentrate on is the fact that the guy was using an AR-15.
Yeah, basically.
Which makes the whole case about guns and bullets
and
doesn't make anything about being indoctrinated into
religion,
radical Islam.
Right. Let's go to Mark in Boise. Mark, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, first off, you can thank good old the Obama and his administration, Loretta Lynch, for sanitizing that whole deal that you just read off there.
Yeah, it's kind of sick.
Now, question, out there in Twin Falls, isn't that where Chobani's headquarters is, the big world's biggest yogurt plant?
Yep.
Okay, is it the Palestinian billionaire who owns that, wanted to get another 600 Syrian refugees, Middle Eastern refugees from back there to fill the spots of about 600 employed, 600 positions he had to fill or wanted to fill.
I had not heard that he had anything to do with it.
No. Who knows? It's hard to say because you get it. This is what really disturbs me. This is, was it KMVT?
Channel 11,
TV.
Yeah, KMVT, that's a VT. Channel 2 News affiliate. Where is our Channel 2 News affiliate here in the Treasure Valley to report on that? Now, they usually, well, being an affiliate, and even one affiliate, not affiliated with ABC or NBC, they'll still pick up the story. We had a complete blackout here. You guys reported on it. It's come out in the Drudge Report. And now it's being reported out there. But why is it we had a blackout on this? It shows you folks, even here in your own Treasure Valley, how your own local media outlets can completely lose their credibility for telling you the truth. They'll report, and this is one thing I was going to call in on, Paul. You mentioned about the three times, the lady called it about the reporting the weather three times in a half-hour news show.
Yeah.
They'll do the weather three times, and that is a pet peeve of mine also, but they won't report on something like that. I am tired of the media, even our local affiliates, blacking out things that we should be hearing about. What do you think about that?
I would be interested if they don't report it either tonight or tomorrow night at all.
I'll let you take another call, gentlemen.
Yeah, as to why that
Thanks,
is. Thanks, Mark. But I would be wanting to call and ask.
Yeah,
because I mean, obviously, I got the story off of KMVT Twin Falls,
and
Channel 11.
I got the other story off the Twin Falls Times News.
Exactly.
Let's go to Scotty in Middleton. Scotty, good morning.
Hey, good morning. You were talking about that member of parliament over in Britain that was shot. The man that did it is complete frustration, but that doesn't mean to say that you can go and shoot someone. But what's happening over there is unbelievable. You've got to see it to believe it. The districts in the hometown that I'm from that used to be really, you know, people with money. Now they're complete slums.
Really?
And by the way, the people that were listening to this guy, Bernie Sanders, take a look at France. The reason why you've got the trouble over there with the strikes and whatnot, they tried to pass a law, 75% of your wages were going on taxation. And this European Common Market, Turkey is planning to join the EU. And if they do, they're going to have a mass immigration of 300,000 Turkish people to the United Kingdom. And you know, Paul, that the UK is a very small country.
Not big at all.
The place is just absolutely... I keep in contact with people over there, and some of the tales that they tell me, I just cannot believe it. And I can see the same thing happen in this country. Good program, and keep
appreciate
up
it,
the
Scotty.
Good work.
All right, thanks, Scotty.
You know, but when it comes to immigration, when it comes to deregulation, there are all sorts of things that, for some reason, people want an all-or-nothing approach to it. Either let everybody in...
Or nobody.
Or we're bad people or something like that. No, that's not the case. You can make a limit.
Yep.
And say, you know what? We've reached our limit for this year. We'll see you next year.
We've done it before.
But we've done what we can do.
Yeah, we've done it before. There's a precedent
and
already.
The word he was looking for was overrun.
Mm-hmm. True stuff. All right, that'll do it for today. Boy, a lot of stuff. Trump fired his campaign manager. A lot of stuff we didn't get to today. More on those transcripts tomorrow. 9:55, Something to Think About with Mike Rogers is next. Brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. See you tomorrow.